Just off Lake Ontario in Irondequoit Bay, Dave Hulbert is showing me around the Bay Creek Paddling Center. The shop is closed in January, but it's unusually warm and sunny by the water. A few cars drive by, a flock of geese flies overhead, but other than that, it's quiet on the dock.
As for the water quality right here, our staff swims in the creek every day in the summertime. So, we haven't grown any extra legs or anything like that.
Is that something you don't think you would have been able to do
Years ago, probably not.
Hulbert has been working at Bay Creek for about as long as the federal Great Lakes Legacy Act has been in place. He's watched the condition of the water change over the years. The Legacy Act was created in 2002. It aims to clean up spots where chemicals were dumped and contaminants built up in sediment. It's a big problem. 31 sites were targeted in Michigan, Wisconsin, and other Great Lakes states. Don Zelazny remembers the harm that contamination caused. He grew up in Buffalo, where mills and factories once lined Lake Erie. Now he works for the State Environmental Agency as the Great Lakes Basin's coordinator.
So what we're seeing are these toxic contaminants like PCBs, like pesticides, dieldrin and DDT. These were actually moving up through the food web, going from just being in the sediment up to crayfish and then into bait fish like bass or walleye, into we're finding them in mink and otter and even bald eagles. We're finding high concentrations, and it was because these chemicals were moving up through the food chain.
To rehab polluted sites, each was assigned a list of specific problems to fix, things like fish tumors or beach closings. The Rochester site on the south shore of Lake Ontario was assigned 14 problems to fix. So far, 5 have been removed, including problems with drinking water. After years of cleanup work, this might seem like slow progress, but Joseph McCarowitz says that's kind of expected. He's a retired environmental science professor at SUNY Brockport. I met him at a coffee shop near the college.
Slow, perhaps, in terms of, it's umpteen years later. Americans as a group like to have things happen the next day. And unfortunately, aquatic ecosystems and terrestrial ecosystems don't behave that quickly, right? And so it's taken time, particularly when it comes to sediments.
He says it's important to remember that the Great Lakes Legacy Act is just focused on sediment cleanup. That's a small part of overall cleanup efforts.
There's the phosphorus reduction program. There's the Superfund sites, all right? And I could go on and on. You know, it all awful lot depends on some of these things, on regional efforts and regional people getting involved and making things happen.
Back in Rochester, Hulbert hopes the lakes will clear up even more, and people won't be so worried about getting wet.
We teach rescue classes here, and a lot of the times we do our rescue classes in the creek, and people are always like, "Oh, we can go in there," and they're like, "Yeah, you can go in there. It's not going to hurt you, or don't drink the water, but it's fine to go in."
Out on Lake Ontario, where he teaches rough water paddling, he says every now and then a class has to be canceled due to a problem like algae blooms. But each season, that happens less and less. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Caitlin White.